God in the name of the Most High. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrates a hadith on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he says, يا ابن آدم إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك مما كان منك ولا أبالي. يا ابن آدم لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك. يا ابن آدم لو أنك أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. This is a famous hadith the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates on behalf of Allah Azza wa Jal, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling upon the sons of Adam, you, me, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, in which he says, O the son of Adam, if you come to me seeking my forgiveness, having hope in me, I'll forgive your sins, even though you had committed a sin. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say, O the son of Adam, if your sins had reached to the heavens, and then you come to me seeking my forgiveness, I'll forgive you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say, O my servant, if you come to me with this entire world of sins, worship me alone, I'll come back to you in return with this entire world of mercy. Allahu Akbar. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How forgiving is Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so forgiving. He is the one that described himself and attributed to himself Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the most compassionate. My brother and my sister, never ever be despondent in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you, no matter what you've done in the past, no matter what sin you had committed, no matter what haram you had perpetrated. You seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. You ask Allah Azza wa Jal to have mercy upon you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you with his mercy. But you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah just to come on you if you didn't ask. You need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very clear in this hadith, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes it very clear. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, Allah will forgive you. But you need to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And never ever be despaired. Never ever be despondent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy. Allah Azza wa Jal calls upon his disobedient servants in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is calling upon who? Not the believers, not the obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling upon the disobedient servants of Allah Azza wa Jal. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. All my servants, those who had transgressed against themselves, Allah is calling upon you. If you are a sinner, if you are someone who's committing the haram, Allah is calling you right now and is saying to you, never ever break your hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever be despaired from the rahmah and the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah indeed and verily will forgive all the sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in return. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, and Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you. It's all about you initiating that step, taking that step forward to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah will forgive. He mentioned this hadith Al-Qudsi that we mentioned before, in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you come to Allah with this entire world full of sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come back to you in return of this world full of mercy. Why? Because Allah is the most merciful. Allah doesn't want to punish you. Allah doesn't want to punish me. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What would Allah punish you if you just worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah Azza wa Jal and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What would Allah punish you? What would Allah punish me? What would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish us? All Allah Azza wa Jal wants from us is that we worship Him. We appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty and grace upon us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us happiness in this dunya and success in the hereafter. So my brother and my sister, those who have been disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, this is an opportunity for you to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Rest assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon you. Rest assured, if you repent to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever reject the repentance of someone who had repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. So together, inshaAllah, let us seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and mercy and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inna tubna ilayka, O Allah, we repent to you and we'll seek your forgiveness and mercy. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. It pious person's destiny.
Jannah.